On Saturday, October 8th, the Chicago-based chamber group Fandango will present a concert at 7:30 p.m. in Oak Ridge's Pollard Auditorium. The instrumentation of the group is lively and unique. Its members are flutist Eugenia Molinar, who performed in Oak Ridge last season, guitarist Dennis Ozabajic, violinist Desiree Rustrat, and cellist David Cunliffe. A few days ago, I spoke with Mr. Cunliffe by phone, and we chatted about the group and about the music that they will be presenting on their concert. Good afternoon, David. Thanks so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
As I just mentioned, the instrumentation of Fandango is quite unique. When and how did the four of you decide to get together and form a group?
Well, it was sort of an accident, really. Happened probably a couple of years ago, and we're all friends. We share the same management, and we share the same record company here in Chicago. And we just started playing together and thought, well, this sounds really cool, the way the instruments blend with each other. And then, of course, we started to research music written for this combination of instruments and realized there was absolutely nothing for a combination.
Yeah.
So a lot of the music that we play, we arrange ourselves. But it's really proved very, very interesting to work on this project. So it's been a lot of fun.
Could you tell us just a little bit about each of the members in Fandango?
Sure. Eugenia, the flautist, is originally from Spain. And she's actually married to the guitarist, Dennis. And they're collectively known as the Cavatina Duo. Mm-hmm. Dennis is originally from Bosnia, former Yugoslavia. And Desiree and myself are also a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
Desiree is born in the United States, in Milwaukee, and grew up in Colorado. And I moved here about 15, 20 years ago from the United Kingdom, all from different parts of the world.
Yes, and I understand you and Desiree also have your own piano trio?
Yeah, we're in the Lincoln Piano Trio, also based in Chicago. So we have our own groups as well as doing this group together, Fandango. So it's a lot of fun. It's very different music, certainly from the piano trio literature. So we're having a lot of fun with it.
It sounds like it would be a lot of fun to play. As you mentioned, there isn't a lot of music composed for this combination of instruments, and you do some of your own arranging. Do you commission a lot of works as well?
You know, we're just beginning to. Actually, on the program on Saturday the 8th, we're going to be doing a couple of trios. That's also a neat thing about Fandango is we split up into duos and trios, which the audience really likes that because they can more easily identify the different instruments and see how they work with each other. So actually on the program, we're playing a couple of pieces that are actually on the Cavatina Duo's latest CD, which is an exploration of Sephardic music. So we're playing a piece for flute, guitar, and cello by Alan Thomas, and also a piece for another combination of trio, this time violin, guitar, and flute by Carlos Rivera. So Eugenia and Dennis commissioned those two composers to write these pieces for the Cavatina Duo.
And for our listeners, I've actually played both of those pieces. I played that album on my show before, and it has always received a lot of positive feedback, people usually commenting, what is this music? I've never heard anything like it, and it's wonderful. So,
yeah, it's very listenable, and it's very good music as well. They're both very, very accomplished, talented composers. So, yeah, it's very nice. And with this sort of, Sephardic Jewish kind of theme. So, they're very good pieces.
Okay, so you are performing music of Alan Thomas and Carlos Rivera on the concert. What else will you be performing on the 8th?
Well, we're going to start off actually with one of our own arrangements. This one I know will be very familiar to your listeners, Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing Winter, just one of the seasons. And then we're going to be doing some really, really cool pieces by a Balkan composer. He's actually from Macedonia. Dennis introduced us to this composer, Tadic. And these are very, very fun Balkan folk songs with very unusual rhythm or meter. A lot of them are in 7-4, so very, sort of uneven tempos and rhythms. And then we're going to sort of split off into a couple of duos. Desiree and I are going to play a cello violin duo by Reinhold Glier.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds half German and half French, but he's actually born in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote these wonderful duets. And then Eugenia and Dennis are going to be doing their own arrangements of La Traviata, so a lot of themes there from La Traviata. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to finish with a piece which we're called, where we take the name Fandango, and that's a movement of a Boccherini piece. There's a sort of little surprise element in this piece, which I won't give away right now. You have to come to the concert.
It sounds like a really wonderful mix of music, all different instrumentations and all different eras, and a little something for everyone.
I think so, yes. I think we've tried to make it as varied as possible, and we have an enormous amount of fun with it. So I hope people can come to the concert.
Will you be giving a pre-concert chat or lecture about the music?
We very often do, but we actually do talk during the concert and give a little introduction to every piece is usually what we do.
Well, David, I believe that's all I have for you today. It's been great to talk with you.
You too, Melanie. Thanks so much for inviting me on and asking all the questions about Fandango.
David Cunliffe, cellist of the chamber ensemble Fandango, who was performing this Saturday night at 7:30 in Oak Ridge's Pollard Auditorium as part of the Oak Ridge Civic Music Association Chamber Series. More information about this event can be found online at orcma.org or by phone at 483-5569.